Joining me on the phone now is seven-time Juno Award nominee Michael Casehammer. Very interesting pianist, many hundreds of recordings, thousands of live performances, as we just heard now, millions of miles in the air. Welcome to our show, Michael.
Nice to be on the show.
Great. How is life coming back for you after the pandemic? All kinds of great tours coming up ahead?
Yeah, I mean, the touring life is definitely coming back, so this is a nice thing to see that that part of what I do is back in business, I guess. But I have to say I enjoyed my couple of years off with my piano at home. I made the most of it, and it really it was an enjoyable time. But now I'm ready to go out back on the road.
You're ready, right? Nothing like a little time to recharge batteries. Has your style changed in any way?
Well, I mean, the style hasn't, but I definitely started working on projects that I didn't have time to do before because you're in this kind of like recording and touring cycle, you know.
Yep.
And I do play at home. I just play classical piano, so I actually had a lot of time to work on things that I always wanted to dive into. And I, you know, put in a huge order with the Händler Publishing in Munich and got a big box shipped over of sheet music and just sat at my piano.
Oh, fantastic. Händler, yeah, that is the urtext to use. What are some of your favorite classics that keep you busy at home?
Well, it really goes from Schubert to Liszt to Mozart to Beethoven. But what I really got into was fingerings, the Claudio Arrau fingerings for the Beethoven sonatas. And they blew my mind because his fingerings make so much sense, but it's really hard for me at least to come up with them myself. And then you see what he does on the keys and you go, wow, this makes so much
magician
sense.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and then actually they become a lot easier to play and interpret.
Incredible. It's almost like a secret code. The Appassionata Sonata has these wonderful little tips left by Claudio Arrau, and that's a little secret code there. We'll have to have another conversation about that. Fantastic.
Sure, yeah. I'm a big, like, Arrau is my, there's records of his on my piano here.
Ah, yeah. We admire Arrau on our station, that's for sure. Now your style threads through so many different genres. You're truly multifaceted. From classical, jazz. I heard your fantastic boogie-woogie at Idea City. It was really an event to remember. So you have a unique blend of styles that makes you unique.
Yeah, you know, they're all things that I'm interested in. I grew up with classical lessons at the conservatory in Germany, but at the same time, my dad showed me boogie-woogie and ragtime piano at home, and then I kind of evolved in by going through different record shops when I grew up in Germany, finding jazz records, more contemporary jazz records, and even some soul stuff from the 50s, 60s, you know, or Jerry Lee,
those are fun, yeah.
So this is kind of why I think my style is described to be influenced by all that stuff, because they're really just things that I love and am interested in.
Well, it truly shows. And one of your quotes is, I do listen to a lot of music, but I'm not overly influenced. I thought that was really interesting. So where do you get your spark from to write music?
Just life, really. There was definitely a time when music I listened to influenced what I wrote, but I think that was more during my learning curve of how to start writing. In my early 20s, and now it's nice to listen to music from just a listener's perspective and get the feeling or the message that has to come through the music or the emotion, rather than think of it from a songwriter's perspective. I mean, I write, you know, there's different things in life that that influence day to day, just like our talk today or us flying to the Maritimes tomorrow, and family things, and they will kind of come out in lyrics or instrumental songs.
From Victoria Island to the Maritimes tomorrow. Fantastic. Yeah, you're going to be accumulating some more miles, and we can't wait to welcome you up in Meaford. Meaford Hall, that concert. Mark your calendars, Tuesday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. So you can get your tickets at meafordhall.ca. That's meafordhall.ca. My special guest here is Michael Casehammer, the Juno Award nominated seven times pianist who will be delighting us with some incredible music of his own that evening. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect at this concert?
Yeah, we're traveling as a quartet, everyone's coming from different places. I'm from Vancouver Island. The bass player is coming from Hamburg in Germany. The drummer's from Texas. The sax player is from Vancouver. So we're friends. We're meeting in the Maritimes, and we're taking the whole thing across. So it's a great group. There's lots of energy, and we're definitely playing things that we know will work. But I think there will be lots of moments when I will put them a little bit on edge and see what happens in the moment. And at that point, I think the audience will be, for me at least, a big part in what happens on stage.
Nothing like some spontaneity. Well, Michael, thank you for joining us here on the Jukebox. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I wish you a fantastic tour coming up. Lots of incredible moments together with the audience. To learn more about Michael, you can visit his personal webpage, which is casehammer.com, K-A-E-S hammer.com. And this concert is coming up very soon, Tuesday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Meaford Hall. Get your tickets at meafordhall.ca. Thank you, Michael. Have a very safe travel.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you, Daniel.
Likewise. Till our next chat. Cheers.
Looking forward to it.